Late Night Gamers podcast, where we make all of your gaming habits seem acceptable.
Steve, you suck so bad, so unbalanced, blah, and I just quit, never play it ever again.
Tim. It's okay if your guts spill out and you explode into a bloody mess. As long as you don't take your clothes off.
Carl.
What do you do in your free time? Sit around knitting? Screw that shit, I'm gonna cut up a dragon's head.
Late Night Gamers. What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 15 of Late Night Gamers podcast, where we make all of your gaming habits seem acceptable. With me this week and every week is Tim Madden. Steve Morgan.
Are you going to the mall later? That's what I'm asking.
No.
Charles.
No, I am not.
And Charles. That's Charles.
Interesting opener.
Yes.
aren't they always?
Anyways, and I'm Nick Persanowski. And we're in a we got a big news week and a lot of stuff to talk about, so we're just going to get right into it. The first thing isn't really gaming related, but it's kind of entertaining. Amazon is I forget what the guy's the president of Amazon or whoever the
Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos.
This guy's freaking insane.
So apparently, certain Amazon Prime members, you must need to spend a certain amount of money to be able to do this. But
it's probably going to be those people that they pay to do reviews.
My guess. Maybe, yeah, I guess so. But Amazon is readying drone delivery for 2015, so you could order an item and get it within 30 minutes. So basically, you could have an Amazon item in the same amount of time it would take you to get a pizza.
It's awesome,
and that's crazy.
It's pretty crazy. I know my friend, a kid I graduated in computer science with, Nick Ortakalis. He works for Amazon, and they have some pretty. He always posts stuff, so it's pretty cool. They have like a wall of drawers. I forget what it's called, but it's a big thing where they just Amazon deliver stuff, and you can get same day delivery.
Yeah.
But he lives in Seattle, so he's right next to Amazon. Yeah, you know. Mm. So I don't know how it would work in different cities. I'm guessing they have distribution centers all around the United States or something like that. But
I think so. Yeah.
It would definitely be kind of weird to see a drone hovering outside your house.
If that's there we go. If that's where the world is going, it's gonna be freaking weird. There's gonna be a sky. There's not gonna be any birds. There's just gonna be freaking drones driving around, and they're just gonna drop boxes into your parachuting boxes into your house.
Yeah. Well, they just convened a Senate thing about this because they're now they're all concerned about drones flying around. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this came out about I don't know when I saw this. This was 6 months ago. But there was somebody that did the same thing where they had a drone that delivered burritos to people. It's called the Burrito Bomber. I'm trying to find when and they already talked about how Domino's was trying to do this too with a pizza.
Oh yeah, good luck with that.
But
Domino's
with drones?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but Domino's isn't good with basically anything. So,
well, dude, your pizza would be all flopped around, it'd be all
no,
destroyed.
Amazon will just partner with them, and they'll be delivering into the Amazon drone a Domino's pizza.
It's just cardboard; it doesn't have to worry about flopping around. But the best thing is they'll have a series of commercials where they talk about how bad their drones were and how much better they are now. Because that's their whole business plan.
How bad the drones or the pizzas
were? We sold you shitty pizza for 15 years. Now we can sell you slightly less shitty pizza.
And then
isn't that wonderful?
Isn't that the blind taste test where the people are wow, what is this Italian fresh-made pizza? No, it's Domino's. Really? Domino's used to suck. This is terrible.
They've been pitching this business plan for the last 5 years where they just shit on themselves and they tell you how much better they are. Even now they're now you can order online. Sometimes calling into Domino's really sucks. And I'm wait, you could have just said calling in and getting pizza sucks, but you had to say calling into Domino's sucks. I'm this is the worst business plan ever. Whoever they're marketing special. I mean, it's working, I guess. People are still buying their shit, but They'll be like, yeah, our drones really, really sucked before, but now they're awesome. Be like, wait, you didn't even have drones like before.
I think the only customers that Domino's has are people who get Domino's and then realize how bad it is and then wait like a certain amount of time until they get it again. Because I don't know anyone who like actively enjoys Domino's.
It's really not the choice to get totally you don't have anything subject. Else.
Anyway, so drones are going to be everywhere.
The only thing I'm wondering is how they're going to do like verification and stuff. I guess like with smartphones, you could like have some kind of app where you verify that your package was delivered. But I'm just thinking like there's this like drone with all these like helicopter blades.
There's trolls out there. There's trolls out there who are just going to be like, I didn't get my pizza.
Yeah, they called it an octocopter.
Yeah,
it's got like eight helicopter blades.
You're gonna have to sign for that package. Like, how's that going to work? I don't know. I feel like
in my mind, the biggest
thing I'm thinking about is if I see one of those coming across, like, I guess they could come in vertically, but if it's coming across my, like, any sort of place where I am, I'm going to throw something at them.
Yeah, so many of those things are going to be shot out of the sky.
That's a federal offense. I mean, that could happen right now. Someone could just come up to your house and steal your package off your, like, doorstep.
I'm not going to steal it. I'm just shooting down the drone. I
mean, you can shoot any car. Like, every UPS driver, you can go in his car and steal his shit when he walks in the house. Like, I mean, there's so many other problems with, like, delivering packages that I feel like that would novelty would wear off pretty fast, though.
It's like that.
No, not the novelty of throwing a rocket at a drone and seeing its blade bend, and then all of a sudden it just goes. It's trying to fly straight and just goes straight into the ground.
It's like that helicopter game that we used to play on your dad's Mac, Charles. The one where you had like a guy and he'd let go and you'd drop him into a hay bale.
Oh man, I forgot about that game.
Was a long time ago.
That sounds really, really complex.
Well, this is like pre-8-bit days, so.
Yeah, you could kill him by dropping him but too high up in the air, and he would just go.
Yep. Anyways, moving on. We talked about how much the PlayStation 4 costs to manufacture, and we've found out how much the Xbox One costs, and it costs approximately $471 to make the Xbox One system, including the Kinect, and that is actually what makes it so much more expensive. The Kinect, I think, costs like $90-something to manufacture.
So the PS4 was $380, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like $380-something.
Yeah, so it's like, I think it's something like $10 more if you take away the Kinect to make the Xbox One.
Right. So.
Yeah, from what I was reading, the Xbox actually uses older graphics hardware than the PlayStation 4, and the main reason that they had to take that route was so that they could fit the Kinect in order to make it on budget, which is kind of sucks that they had to reduce the power just to throw the Kinect in there.
Yeah, I mean, if you want something to last like the next 10 years, I mean, you think computers you have to upgrade like every year or every 2 years or something, and just to stay on par with graphics engines, and I don't know, to put yourself behind to begin with doesn't seem like the right direction to go. But
yeah, I mean, I read the article and it seemed kind of like a little biased in that, like, I don't know, it seemed like they made some good points that like PlayStation doesn't have to make as many jumps and doesn't have to. It's kind of a risky business to like put all your chickens in like the Kinect basket, but at the same time, I think what it comes down to is like it's going to be title based, I think, more so than like graphics based or performance based. At the end of the day, the only big difference really is that since it's bundled together, when they do a reduction in price, like PlayStation may hit people with lower like incomes faster because they'll be able to like come up with a much cheaper system that people that don't have a lot of money can just purchase, whereas Xbox is going to have to release like a non-Kinect version or whatever if they even can. You know what I mean? So
yeah, so
that's a big difference. But I think like as far as like, I don't think the hardware personally is going to make or break a system. Like, I don't think people are going to be like, oh, I really want to get the PlayStation because of like the graphics are a little better, unless all the games are the same. I really think it's going to be like a couple games that are going to make the system much better than the other one.
Yeah, they're so close to each other. It's not
It's not like Wii and PlayStation 3. To say that.
No. Tim, do you want to take this next one?
So I found this article about this company. It's a startup that's trying to get people to put down money, but it's called Honored, and it's basically like an achievement it's basically like an achievement service, something kind of like Raptor. I don't know if you guys have ever used that or
I see it on Twitter all the time, but
yeah, I hate Raptor, dude. It's the worst thing ever. But it basically just it takes like all your achievements from like Steam or Xbox Live or PSN, and puts them all together so you can kind of like see what kind of a gamer someone is. You know, instead of like having to track all your different things, that puts them all together. But what makes Honored special is that they convert your achievements into like physical badges or like awards that that you can like get sent to you. So you can either as an example, they said for like $5 you can get if you get an achievement, you can have it sent back to you, or you can get, or they were talking about their different ways of monetizing it, and they might have like a subscription service where you pay like $15 a month and you can get like 10 different badges every month sent to you. And the other thing they talked about was a place for businesses or developers to like have badges made for like events like PAX. Like you would go to PAX and you might earn an achievement for doing something, and then they'll automatically send you a BioWare badge or some badge for going to a certain booth at PAX, which sounded pretty cool. Sweet.
Yeah, it's a good advertising way of getting people to actually go to look at something.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounded unique, you know. I don't know if there's any real value in getting, like, more shit thrown around your house.
I don't need to pay to do it. If they want to send me free shit, then sure, but...
Yeah. Yeah, but what if you could get physical platinum trophies for all your platinums? What would you do? Would you stack that?
Obviously you would, and then you'd sell them.
Yeah, if they're made out of platinum, absolutely.
Yeah, their business model was like, you can unlock a thing and then pay $5, right? Is that what they said?
Yeah, so you could like order like an individual one for like $5 if you wanted to.
I feel like if it was like a monthly fee and then you could unlock as many as you want. I mean, you'd have to like reduce the amount so that people couldn't just like unlock 100 in a month, but like
That was the other model. It was like a $15 fee, and then you could get like 8 a month or 10 a month.
Something like that. Yeah. That's kind of cool. Yeah. Because that would be like fun, and then you would feel like you're actually earning something. You know, you just don't really think about the subscription so much, and then try as hard as you can sort of to like maximize it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's really worth like money just to get these little things that you're going to forget about. I mean, I don't know. It sounded kind of cool to like get something. The other thing they talked about were having like meta achievements where like if you get an achievement on Xbox and on PlayStation and on PC, then you would get like some mega trophy, or they were also talking about like combining achievements between different games. So like if you play like some sort of mini game in one game that's somehow related to something like a racing thing, and you run someone over another game, then it'll somehow combine into some weird trophy.
Yeah, that's cool. And then you could sell them like on eBay and make a ton of money for some kid who wants to have like the epic trophy, which is like all of them, you know.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's pretty cool. So that the next thing that we were talking about, or we wanted to talk about, was this whole thing that Lindsay Lohan is, well, basically washed up, but she, I mean, I think that's the moral of this story. Lindsay Lohan wants to sue Rockstar over a portrayal of her in GTA 5, which, like, it's not like they're like, I'm Lindsay Lohan and I'm a washed up actress, but I think they're just kind of satirizing, you know, a whole bunch of different actresses that do nothing, make money, and just screw up their lives.
Have any of you guys played this?
No.
It's just, it's it makes me laugh because it's obviously a satire of her, but you can't sue over satire. It's just nonsense.
The thing is,
what
like,
the hell does she think?
If every single person that was like made fun of in GTA sued them, they would be like, like the whole game is premised off of making fun of people and like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
you can't sue SNL when they make fun of you. It's like, why should she be able to sue?
Yeah, exactly. Rockstar? I mean, they make fun of like the president. They make fun of everybody. They make there's nobody that's like out of bounds. So I don't know why she thinks,
she needs especially money. Since
yeah, exactly. She needs money. The drugs cost a lot of money, and drugs, and then getting caught doing drugs, and then going to rehab costs a lot of money.
Yeah, right. She's in rehab. Leave her alone, jeez.
She's trying to make
oh
her life
God,
better.
Oh my God, just leave her alone.
yeah, so she's a terrible person. But the on the same note, Ellen Page was upset over at she was upset at Naughty Dog for her like she what she thought. A portrayal of her in The Last of Us, because the main character Ellie looked a lot like, well, looked somewhat like her. I don't know.
She doesn't. It's just stupid.
I mean, I guess she has like a little bit of resemblance, but
yeah. But so yeah. Do so many other people. It's like yeah. Younger Iris. They're not just basing it off you.
Right.
It's a brunette young girl. It's like, what, really? Like,
yeah, she's just yeah. Got, like, that kind of, like, I don't know, adorable little face to her, that's all. But, whatever. So that's going to bring us into our segment of the week this week, because we're going to talk about actors and actresses in video games and how their likenesses, portrayals, and actual acting in games has changed gaming over the years. And Tim, I think you were saying the first game you ever remember seeing an actual actor's face in was GoldenEye.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell. It's like a turd texture that someone wiped their ass with.
It's just it's absolutely not hard to tell because the movie came out and then it was there.
That's yeah, the well, game. That's true. Like, I think if you had seen GoldenEye, you would know who it was. But like, if you hadn't seen the movie or if you didn't know who Pierce Brosnan was, it looked like this weird blob face creature. Like,
but it didn't even stop there. Every single like, all of the infamous actors who played in the 007 series, it was like Oddjob. That character looked like Oddjob, and then Jaws. Right. The character looked like the actor who's always played Jaws in the series, and then Natalia, whatever her name is, Yvonne Hump or whatever the hell, looks like.
Yvonne Hump, you.
Yeah, it looks like. Hump a lot. It looks exactly like the villain as portrayed in the movie. I think that all of those games that are based on movies kind of fall into that, is that they can't get away from the character not looking like the character on the screen.
Yeah, like Star Wars on Super Nintendo. I mean, there's like a million games where they're like based off of movies.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think that's how it started, how they started putting like people's like facial features in games so that it was recognizable for not only the, you know, the franchise in the movies, but the franchise in the games too. So then people are more likely to buy it. And
so, I mean, for some games, like in movies like Star Wars, he was just saying, is that it's not just about one character or characters. It's about a whole universe. So those games can obviously veer off that. But when it's something like it's 007, that is who it is, and they're always going to be the character representation of whatever actor is there at the time.
Yeah, but the best part is like it became well known that if like the characters in the game looked like characters from the movie, it was probably a terrible game rushed by like. You're like, oh wait, everyone looks like the movie stars. Like, I don't want this.
Yeah, I don't
Spider-Man.
Want
the Hulk.
Was that Goonies?
Baby Ruth?
Superman, Christopher Reeve, is why you in a wheelchair?
Hey, you guys.
I'm glad that there was not no sense to any of that.
Rational thought is overrated.
It's out the window here. The well, I think I just want to bring up the whole 007 series, how it started with Pierce Brosnan, and he was I think his face showed up in a lot of games. It showed up in GoldenEye, and it showed up in The World Is Not Enough, and Dame Judi Dench was in that too. Her facial likeness was in that, and then they remade GoldenEye like a couple of years ago, and then I think it's
Daniel Craig in the remake.
Yeah, it's weird, and I mean,
why would they do that?
I understand because it's like a trademark thing or whatever. Like Daniel Craig is now you know 007. He's James Bond. He's James Bond now. Pierce Brosnan was James Bond then, but they need to keep like with the same James Bond because it's like otherwise like Pierce Brosnan hasn't been anything in like a decade and it's just like wait who's
Mama
that guy?
Mia.
But yeah, it was just weird because I remember we went to New York Comic Con a few years ago and we played that game and it was just like oh wait I remember this level and I remember playing through it but Daniel Craig is now the actual person in the game. It's just weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
But
bizarre.
I mean some other games that they've had likenesses is like the Rock and the Scorpion King, Vin Diesel and Chronicles of Riddick. They are the ones who actually played characters in the movie, and that's what we were just talking about is how these kind of things started. But
they really can't escape it, and it's easier for other movies that have other, like for Conan the Barbarian, it doesn't always have to be Arnold Schwarzenegger because there was the comic books that came before it where he was more well defined, and Arnold Schwarzenegger, though he was an amazing Conan the Barbarian, isn't the Conan the Barbarian of all time. Are you shaking your head in agreement, Steve?
He is the only Conan the Barbarian. Come on.
True. They're making another movie.
I know. I'm so excited. I'm counting the days.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it started off just like movies, but how do you guys think it actually changed video games and like gaming in general? Because like you think back to the 8-bit days or even this like 16-bit days, and there just wasn't, you know, there was somewhat of a likeness. There would be like really like shitty 8-bit like 2D figures of this person's face or something, but.
I think it just draws people in who are fans of theirs. Similar to other, it was like some of the first marketing to get outside of the audience of just kind of the typical gamers.
I think there was like a shift, you know, between like the 8-bit era, you know, like after Super Nintendo, you know, when we finally went to like the 3D games, whenever that shift happened, you saw like a real change in like movie games, like games based on movies, because like I can remember playing like Star Wars games on Game Boy and stuff like that, and it was awesome. And then you got to like some point where, games with like that portrayed actors, because I mean the vast majority of games that had like actual actors in them were based off movies, and so there was some point where they just like became like just money machines. Like there was no value put on like the gameplay and whether or not it was a good game. It was just to, you know, pump this thing out so that people would buy it. Yeah. And I think when that happened, it kind of put a bad it set a bad rep for like actor. And I mean, just those type of games were any game that had an actor in it was a movie game. So, you know, and from my own experience, it was just like I don't want to play that ever because I know it's gonna be bad before I even open it. So I think it kind of set a sour taste. So for a long time, but now games, at least, you know, the modern trend, you know, with I forget the name of the song, name of the game, the one with Ellen Page and Willem Dafoe, but it's like this weird
Beyond Two Souls.
Yeah, there's like this weird new trend of games that like actual actors are in that's not based off a movie, and I think that's a good thing, because I think it will, you know, it will shift away from this like weird, you know, feeling that people have of, you know, real actors in games.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, it's a huge change, because it's these actors are not only voicing the characters, but they're also attached to, you know, they're the ones acting in the game and doing the facial expressions and everything with all the technology that they have now.
L.A. Noire was a great example of that.
Yeah. L.A. Noire was fantastic. Was I forget the guy's name in that, but I mean, L.A. Noire really pushed the envelope with facial expression and how important it was, because you were actually like trying to find out if this person was telling the truth or whatever, and it's just like.
They're coming for us. Get their
Gotham City.
Yeah, sorry, I live in like the gang neighborhood.
but yeah, I mean, any of those games that had like real actors in them actually playing different characters, that it like L.A. Noire wasn't based off of a movie. Beyond Two Souls wasn't based off of a movie. It was just these actors playing characters in this game, and I think that really, like, I think one, it really helps to get a lot of people on board for like seeing games as like an actual art medium, because they're getting like legit famous people to like good actors to be in these games and act in them, and it's like, well, you know, they're doing it not just because it's like it's not just a game, it's like you're telling a story.
Yeah. You get into the character rather than being tied in by something you've already done. You can do something new.
Right.
L.A. Noire was actually really cool, because it was like you could play it and be like, oh, that I know that lady. She's that weird lady that was in that show, and I know that guy. And you know, it was just weird. It was kind of like a weird experience to like see all these people that you'd seen in shows before, but like in a game, you know.
Yeah.
It was never like on that scale where there were that many people that you know, like could pick out, you know.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I remember the first time we saw that game and at PAX, however many years ago that was, and they showed us the. I remember it was like really awkward, because we didn't know what the game was about. I mean, we sort of knew what the game was about, but this was the first time anybody had ever seen anything about it. And the scene that they showed us was, they're like, oh, yep, this lady's dead, and she's completely naked. Let's stand there and just look at her naked body in this room full of people. And I just remember being like, this is really awkward.
Yeah, this room full of sweaty nerds who probably haven't bathed in a week.
Right. No, that was a great game. But I think I guess we'll move on to something else. He ain't got nothing to say.
I think we covered it all.
Got real.
Yeah. Yep. Shit's getting real. Yeah. So we're gonna just go right into some listener questions and yeah.
That Chavez,
the the one guy that writes to us like every week, and he's a good follower of ours. So we appreciate you actually giving us some topics. That Chavez writes, did you guys make any Black Friday or Cyber Monday purchases? Proceed.
No.
You bet.
Good answer. I didn't really. I bought a game on Steam sale. I bought Payday 2 with Chubbs.
Nice. And
it's been, we're really, really bad at robbing banks. So we have yet to successfully do anything without having the cops called on us.
Yeah, that game is hard.
It's really hard. I'm just I'm just like, all right, you in the front. Tell all these people to get down. I'm going in the back of the manager. And then the security guard looks at him, and then it's like, beep, beep, like, shut up. So I'm shooting everyone, bam, 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 killing all the civilians.
Like yeah, I remember playing that on, well, the first one on single player, and just, like, putting it on easy. I tried it on normal, and I went through, and I'm like, all right, I can't do this. So I just went, put it on easy and just walked in through the front door, shot the security guard, like smashed through the window, shot all the tellers on there. Just like, it was terrible.
The worst part is, like, there's certain parts in the game too that just take a really long time. Like, if you want to drill a safe, it takes like 6 minutes, and I'm like, dude, this is like a bank robbery, not like a project. Like, we bagged up all the jewelry in this jewelry store, we put it in a huge pile, and then the getaway driver just drove away, and we had to wait like 7 minutes for him to come back. This is bullshit. What? They were just like, then it just became like a gun showdown with like 100 SWAT teams and stuff. Anyways,
that's ridiculous.
So I bought that on Steam.
Sweet. Did you buy anything, Tim?
Yeah, I'm actually kind of pissed. I bought a new headset. I had vowed not to fucking buy anything on Black Friday because I hate the whole thing. But I ended up wound up at Best Buy and like the hordes of horrible people like tearing things off the walls. And I had a bunch of coupons you get cash back from Best Buy, so I had a bunch of those, and I was like, I might as well use them.
Yeah.
So I bought a headset and got it back, and now the mic doesn't work on it, so...
What?
Yeah, kind of annoyed.
Sucks.
I actually bought it with the intention of using it to record this podcast, so...
That's really terrible.
I'm annoyed. Yeah. I should have checked it before I, like, used it. Of course, I didn't check it until, like, 5 minutes before we did this. But, yeah, so I'll be returning that.
Well, Walmart sucks the balls.
Yeah, Walmart does suck balls.
People getting trampled, people getting shot, stabbed.
Yep. I didn't hear a lot about that this year, but...
Maced. Very
nice. Like, mace as in, like, the spray, or, like, the mace as in, like, a ball attached to a chain?
Oh, I'm sure both happened.
Mace as in, the rapper turned rapper.
Mace as in Windu, the Jedi.
/ Samuel Jackson / die motherfucking Jedi.
/ get these motherfucking snakes off this motherfucking plane. This is like the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, you know?
Charles is just like, why did I just say any of that?
Anyways. Between Black Friday and Cyber Monday, I bought PlayStation Plus, a year of PlayStation Plus for $30. Cause,
that's a pretty good deal.
Damn.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with that. I mean, I was already set until December of 2014, but I'm now set until December of 2015. So,
what is it normally like?
It's like $50.
How many? A year?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No, it's not a bad price at all for the service in general, because you get tons of free games, especially if you have more than one PlayStation console. But so yeah, I bought that. I bought Killzone Mercenary for Vita because it was on sale for $20. It's normally like $40. I got Tearaway, which just came out this week. And that was supposed to be $40, and that was marked down to $30. I was gonna buy it anyways at some point. So I figured I'd just get it now while it's on sale. And then that's it for games. And then I got Cards Against Humanity.
Nice.
Oh, awesome.
Dana and I's Christmas present to ourselves.
You do know that for Black Friday, Cards Against Humanity like jacked up the price $5.
Did they?
It's normally like $25, but they were like, here's our deal. It's now $30.
That's terrible.
Of course they did, and I bet the card fills that you can buy as well went up in price.
Yeah.
Because you go through the cards and then it's no longer fun.
Yep.
I need new cards about smothering babies and burning things.
There's like four sets of expansions, though.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm excited. I think
it's a good game.
I had a whole bunch of I had a whole bunch of Best Buy money, and I had a whole bunch of like money left over. So now I'm completely drained, and all of my money is in game discs sitting around my room.
Nice.
eBay will be getting some games on there soon. Anyways.
Yeah, I know. I've actually diversified my portfolio into NES titles.
Nice.
Excellent.
They're very well preserved. I'm going to have to add that in my 401k.
Yeah. Roth NES. So now we got to, I think we have enough. Do we have time for some of these other questions before we go on to the top five?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we have time. Simon 198 asks, if you had the ability to time travel or you had invisibility, which would you choose? And would you use it for good or evil?
It depends. Time travel is in I could go stay alive forever or not.
Dude, you gotta choose time travel. You're crazy not to choose time travel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely time travel. I mean, I want to go back and I want to see what fucking dinosaurs look like.
Well, not only that, but, like, if you fuck up, you just be like, whoop, rewind.
Yeah, see, this is the thing. It's like, you'd pick time travel, and then you'd be, like, in this perpetual, like, butterfly effect state where you'd be trying to fix everything, and you'd just be completely unsatisfied with your life, and you'd probably be the most miserable ending to any story.
I feel like time travel would fuck you over because you make a mistake, and then if it's a long mistake, and then if you stay the same age, then you go back in time, and you're, like, 10 years older, and then you die early. Just...
I didn't follow that at all.
So basically, you don't get any younger when you go back in time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you fuck up and then you have to go back way in time because you made some stupid mistake, then you're totally screwed because it's not as though you get any younger. Though I'd still choose it too. You're right. You go back to any point in time where get anything you want. I mean, pretty much.
Well, maybe if there were like limits to it, like you could only do it like. Because, I mean, if you could go anywhere, anytime, it'd be, like, a total... Your brain would just explode because there's, like, so many possibilities. But if, like, you could only go back or forth, like, a week or something or a year, that would at least limit you to, like reasonable life decisions.
Right. I want to...
I don't know. I want to go to... invisibility.
Would you be, like, Hollow Man and, like destroy random women in their... houses.
No.
God damn you, Kevin Bacon!
I feel like it would have to be both good and evil. I don't think I could just do one. I'd suddenly get the urge to just be a good person for like a week, and then all of a sudden I'd be like, you know what, I'm gonna rob all these banks.
Yeah, I feel like immediately when I think of invisibility, I'm just like, yeah, and rob a bank. It's like
the I feel like,
what
yeah.
good things can you do?
I mean, it's like... if you were in high school, it'd be like invisibility, go to the girls' locker room, invisibility, like, and just like, I don't know, I just feel like invisibility just like bores this really terrible evil thought, no matter what.
It's the anonymity. It's like when you're on the internet. The internet is all terrible things, and that's because basically you're invisible.
It's true.
So invisibility is just a bad thing.
Yeah.
It takes time for you to come around and be benevolent with a power like that.
Yep.
Unless you like fight crime with it or like bust up meth labs.
I'm gonna fuck up their meth so it's no longer toxic, and they're just buying a bunch of like candy crystals or something.
Or just fuck it up so you blow them up and kill all of them.
Yeah.
No more meth.
It's too dangerous. I think I wouldn't do it.
You do it when they
just sit invisible.
You could just time travel back before the meth lab. Time travel back in time. And you just
give them a stern lecture and say, you were going to make meth. Don't make meth. No.
just time travel back to... Every time he makes meth, you're going to punch him in the stomach. He's just like, oh, God!
Why are you doing this to me?
You kick him in the face and they disappear.
It's just going to be like learned behavior that no one's ever going to do anything wrong again.
Oh, boy.
You
could simultaneously kick everyone in the face in the planet at the same time.
Yeah.
Exactly. And kicking people in the face. GB Loftus asks, which one of the cast members, and I assume he means us, would win in a FFA? I had to look this up because I honestly, I've heard of MMA, but I've never heard of FFA.
Free for all, right?
Free for all
fight. Free for all fight? Free for all. Oh, free for all. FFA actually does stand for something else. It stands for like
the Federal I remember that Freestyle from Super Fighting Smash Association.
Free for all fighting.
It's from Super Smash Bros. FFA.
Every game has free-for-alls.
No, Super Smash.
It's not the FAA, so...
I don't know. Who would win?
I think if I had to put money on it, I'd put money on Charles.
Charles.
Huge yourself.
I'd put money on Charles for all these things.
I would die first? Maybe.
I think Charles would like kill all of us and simultaneously be so enraged that he would just explode or knock himself out.
Charles would like cheat, put bombs everywhere, kill himself, and then we'd all blow up. And so technically he would kill us all.
He'd attach bombs to dogs like he said he would.
Dog bombs. The last line of defense.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so, I think he would like feed puppies like explosive treats and then like, give them to us as gifts. Like, here you go.
He gives us like kittens laced with uranium, and we just die of radiation.
10 years later, I'm like, yes, it was all worth it as I die of radiation myself. It's like the guy in the at the end of Battlefield 3, he's just like, it was all worth it.
Oh my god.
So yeah, I don't know if you said the other parts, which were who would cheat first and who would die first, but that gives you context to why Charles would kill us.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Why am I always so hated?
I don't know if it's so much hated as it is feared.
I feel like also too it depends on like the situation, because if we were like in the wilderness, I feel like Nick would fucking destroy all of us.
True.
He would just like take a stick and just throw it like a javelin and just impale me. It'd be like the Hunger Games. I'd be like dead immediately. I'd be like screaming, like just running for my life, like hiding in a tree so that Nick couldn't just catch my ass and kill me.
Skin.
I'd be like Connor in Assassin's Creed 3, just like running from branch to branch. Like.
And then you'd be like a hybrid of him and Leatherface as you cut off all his skin and wear it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm gonna rope dart you, and then I'm gonna skin you and leave you there.
And then you'd come and like pretend to be Steve.
No, you're gonna. What's gonna happen is you'll sedate Steve, you'll skin him, and then he'll be crawling around just as the skinless freak.
Can you survive without your skin? I'd be like, yeah.
Maybe. For like 10 minutes or something.
you'd be spilling out. We're like, what would happen with like your organs? And it's like, blah,
blah, blah. Well, I'm not talking about all of your epidermis. I'm talking about the top layer.
Yeah, just your top layer of skin. That's it.
A good, nice, chunky top layer, but.
It'd be like human latex suit.
Just grow some more skin.
Yep.
Well.
Oh my god.
That's our serial killer talk for the day.
Apparently I'm a serial killer now.
No, only when you're in the woods. When Steve
only, okay.
With,
all right, well,
and only with Steve, too.
Steve, you will die.
Now forever, Nick will have those thoughts when he's with Steve in the woods.
Face me in the darkness!
Nick, do you remember that horror movie that my remember that horror movie that my dad brought home that was like a New Hampshire based horror movie?
Yeah.
What was it
Sounds
called?
Scary.
It was like it was pretty freaking scary. It was about this kid who was like beaten and put in a dog carrier, and then he grows up to be this terrible serial killer. It's pretty good. I don't remember what the name of it was though.
Yeah, the idea was pretty good. Yeah. I liked it.
But it was pretty cool.
Regardless,
moving on.
Now to something a little less atrocious. The top five things we're thankful for this gaming season, with Thanksgiving being just a couple days ago, we wanted to throw out some things that we're thankful for in gaming. Yeah. Yep.
Grateful, grateful, so grateful.
I don't know what's going on right now.
Talking about our gratefulness.
Number one, I put down, I was grateful for sales, because I don't have a ton of money, obviously, and any money that I do save up goes to games, so if I have to spend less money on games, then that's fantastic.
Yep. I think, to me, dude, it's like the Steam sales are a slap in the face, because it's like I bought like half of these games at full price. This sucks, man. Like, seeing everything that's on sale now, it's like...
Yeah.
Terraria is only $2. Like, oh. I guess it was only $10 when I bought it, but it's just like, how much money would I have saved if I'd waited, you know?
That's true.
Yeah.
I see that with a lot of games that I buy. It's just kind of like, ugh! That's why I wait so long to buy games until everyone's played them. It's like, ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like being like part of the conversation, the first people to play something.
Yeah.
It's just fun. It makes you poor, but it's good. It's worth it. Tim.
This is my number one. I don't know how many times I've had like save games on my computer and had to like reformat, and I'm like, God damn, I forgot to copy that. But having cloud saves now on like Steam, it's saved me so many times. Being able to just save your game and not worry about where the save goes.
Yep. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, there's cloud saves in even on PlayStation now, and I had to reinitialize my entire PlayStation 4 because at one point my trophies weren't syncing at all, and like any trophies that I earned weren't actually being counted, and I was like, oh my god. So I had to redo the entire system, and then all I had to do was just upload my cloud saves after, and it was like, oh, everything's fine. Cloud saves are fantastic, because if it was on the system, then it would have just deleted all of them.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. I honestly don't know which of my games even had that capability, so I agree, that would be amazing. I'm just not sure if any of my games actually do that.
So great. Such a build up, you're like, yep.
Oh my god. Steve, do you want to take number three?
Sure, okay, number three. Yeah, I can do this. This is fine. So number three, this is cable internet, and I can't even begin to express my frustration with playing games on PC in the dial-up days, and just when you're playing StarCraft and someone's like disconnecting and just smashing the drop button, drop, you're spamming chat trying to lag them out, and you know you're playing EverQuest and you're like, you're finally gonna level, and then you just all of a sudden your mom picks up the phone, and then you're standing there and you die and you lose like 4 hours worth of experience. Yeah, that was awesome.
In EverQuest, did you lose the level if you were around the cusp? If you gained a level, you lost it?
You could actually lose a level
that
in that
sucks,
game.
Sucks balls.
So, dial up back then, and you had to it was just bad. I mean, waiting remember downloading a song and be like, yeah, I'll be done this in a half an hour, what up? Using Net Zero with a banner and stuff.
Oh my god, friggin' Net Zero. All those free internet services that you get on disk.
Although, let's be honest, there was a hack out that you could disable the banner, so you could literally get free internet for nothing. And it's pretty legit. Like, now that'd be impossible.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, cable internet changed at least PC gaming for sure. And actually, if you think about it, all multiplayer and console gaming would never have happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, never became ubiquitous until we had broadband.
Yeah.
I can remember playing I forget what it was like. What was that game? Soldier of Fortune. I remember playing Soldier of Fortune on PC at like Alan Henderson's house, and he had satellite internet, and it was like
faster than
dial up, but the ping was horrible. So it was like, you know, you would like shoot, and it would take like, you know, a couple seconds before anything happened. But it was like we were so badly lagged that like no one could kill us because we were so like out of sync, we were just like banned around everywhere. So it was like we were totally. It actually worked out, but
that's crazy.
Couldn't kill anything, but couldn't be killed. You were just a ghost floating through the game.
Yeah.
I used to. I love that game. It was like it was just so over the top.
Yeah, you could, like, blow people. I remember the second one. It was the first game where, like, you could... The first game I remember where you could, like, shoot off arms and legs and, like, limbs would just, like, come off. And you could, like, chop people in half and stuff.
Headshots would make their, like, heads explode and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Definitely not something my mom ever knew that I played. Charles, you want to take the next one?
Yep. I love games with quick loads and quick saves because I don't know how many times I've been waiting for it to autosave, and I love being able to just hit the button. It friggin' sucks when you forget and you get down into a level and then all of a sudden you die and you forgot that quick save or quick load. So having that capability is just, it saves me so many times, so many games, especially with the Elder Scrolls games and then like any other games where your progress is measured in hours and not minutes. It's just impossible to not want to quick load and quick save. So,
yeah, I remember doing it. Anytime you go up against like any dude in Fallout, hit the save.
Oh my god!
Then,
yeah.
Like, then line up like I forget what it was called. We could like target certain body parts. You'd go for like
it was the VAT, you know, system.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. I would always go for a headshot, and I was like, alright, it didn't work that time, let's try for the next bomb.
Yeah, quick save. I think we talked about this, like, a couple weeks ago, but the, Dead Space.
Yeah.
Like, totally screwing you over, and only being able to save in certain areas. Like, I wish those games had quick saves.
There's been, like, games where I just never played because of that. Like, I played in a you can't quick save this game. I'd, like, die after, like, the end of the first level and have to start over, and I'm like, good night, and exit, uninstall. Just like, no way.
You don't even go back to it, just done.
No, it's just wrong. I mean, this isn't 1990. Yeah, I need to save the game.
Rygar!
Oh, my God. I was trying to go for the platinum on Dead Space 2, and the only trophy I have left on it is to make it through the entire game, and it's like a 15-hour game, only saving 3 times. Jeez. Nope. Died after like the first half an hour, and then I was like, never again. I'm not gonna try.
It was speaking brutal. Speaking of going a really long time and not dying, like. This is kind of off topic, but that guy that played Diablo 3 and beat the game on like holy hardcore shit. With the highest difficulty.
Oh, jeez.
Never died. He beat Diablo. Like, I'm just going to tell you, I was pretty decent at that game, and I died probably 5,000 times in the last game. And I'm not even exaggerating. Like, I would just die and be like, all right, I got that guy to like 90% life. That's not that bad. And then I just run out and like get him to like 80% and then die again and be like, all right, I'm doing work. This is good. So I have no idea how this guy beat that game, and that's crazy. Just
that
like
is
it,
nuts.
Just absolutely insane.
He just went ape. He went Ninja Gaiden on that guy game.
He must have like just just grinded out like imp, like little imps for like a month.
Hey, that's what I did with those friggin' little black things in Ninja Gaiden to get that ridiculous paddle thing. You just go. You just focus so hard on one little component of the game that's broken, and then you just crush it.
Yeah, he did. So he just rise and grind, literally. Get up at 6 a.m. play Ninja Gaiden.
That's ridiculous.
But it lets you behead everything in one hit.
One shot, decapitation.
Everything.
That's fantastic.
From the smallest creature to the largest enemy, you just were like, boop, a-pow! Decapitation.
All right. Well, that brings us to our last one. And another thing that I said I was thankful for this gaming season is holiday snacks, because gaming and eating go hand in hand. There's just like, I mean, I feel like no matter what, like, what holidays you actually celebrate, there's always a massive amount of food. There's always, like, cookies, cakes, pies, like, leftovers. Leftovers are fantastic because you don't have to cook dinner and you have more time to make, play games. And I love to gorge while I'm playing video games, so...
Dude, you know what was the worst? When you would, like, you'd be over someone's house, you'd be playing, like, Smash Brothers or something, and there'd be chips, and then someone would be like, they'd pass the controller, and be like, dude, this is, like, greased up. Like, what did you do? Like, it's like you can't even, like, you pull the triggers, it's like, whoop, whoop, just, like, fingers are sliding all over the place.
It was always, like, the nacho cheese Doritos just everywhere. Yeah, dude, Cheetos, shit just goes out.
Cheese dust.
Cooler Ranch. Cooler Ranch were mine.
Yeah.
My food of choice when I was eating, when I was playing video games, was just a big old bowl of ramen. I would be like, oh yeah, noodles. Oh yeah. Oriental ramen.
It's like way too intense.
Soy sauce.
It's like you gotta like concentrate to eat that.
Charles like almost just said it when he eats video games, and I probably wouldn't have been surprised.
Oh, I loved ramen. Pouring soy sauce on top of it. It was a sodium infusion. That's what focuses me with video games.
Oh my god.
What about what was that stuff? Smart Pop or whatever? That like cheesy stuff. It gave your fingers like a thick film of cheese.
You're talking about smart food?
Yeah, yeah, smart food. That's it.
You smelled like pungent cheddar for like a week after you ate that.
Yeah, my diet in the heavy video game days was not a healthy one. It was between that and ramen noodles and buying the entire packet of the zebra cakes and just devouring the whole thing.
Oh, jeez. Zebra cakes. That's a blast from middle school.
35 cents a pack, and I would go up to the woman and I would buy the whole freaking case. And then devour them.
I don't think you realize, like, Chubbs came over, like, a couple weeks ago to play, like, Ghost. He brought his computer, and he had, like, Ring Dings, Devil Dogs. He had Cool Ranch Doritos and Mountain Dew.
Brandon!
The whole lineup.
That was, like, what we see back in the day. We used to have, like, EverQuest 2 LAN parties. You go down to, like, Cumbie's, get a chill zone, fill it up with, like, the energy kick stuff, like, the most unhealthy thing you can get.
And get
buy, like, a 36-pack thing of oatmeal cream pies.
Yeah.
Just throw them all over the place when we came in, because we had so many. We were, like, it was, like a rap video with oatmeal cream pies.
I remember throwing oatmeal cream pies at Brandon before.
Just open the whole thing up and Charles is throwing fastballs. Randy Johnson.
Oh my
god. You get a cream pie.
I remember on like Friday nights we used to drive to Concord, New Hampshire, which was like 40 minutes away. And but that was like that was like our big outing before we'd come back to someone's house and play video games until like 6 o'clock in the morning. But I remember we'd go to like 7-Eleven and get one of those double gulps.
Oh god.
And every single one of us would get
a double.
It's basically
like the same thing as buying it. It was like basically a 2 liter.
I can't do those.
Yeah,
anymore.
It's 64 fluid ounces, and I just remember I made it my mission to finish it every time. 40 minutes getting home. Yep, I got it. Then I'd be sick for like 2 days. It's basically like diabetes in a cup.
Yeah. Oh yep. God. We wouldn't just get the soda. We would put like the cherry and vanilla sauce in there and like 14 shots of 14. That's what it was, honestly. 14 shots.
Sauce.
14 shots of the sauce, and then.
Oh my god.
Saucin.
Are you talking about like alcohol syrup. Or?
I'm talking about goop.
The syrup.
Yeah, yep. the sugar upon sugar with the sugar side.
Yeah, it brings up like 2,000 grams of sugar. Ugh. Anyways, this is kind of... That Chaffee actually had another question for us. He says, eggnog, yay or nay? He says, yay. Huge nay for me.
Eggnog is horrible.
Eggnog is delicious.
I loved eggnog.
Oh my god, it's like the thickest drink you can possibly fit down your esophagus.
I once drank so much eggnog in 1 year that when I went to the doctor and got a blood test, my cholesterol was high. And it was because of the eggnog. I must have drank like 2 gallons of eggnog that year. It was ridiculous.
Was your doctor like, I'm sorry, Charles, but you have eggnog heart?
No, they were like, your bad cholesterol is extremely high, but your good cholesterol is also high. What the hell have you been doing? And I'm like, eggnog.
They're like, what did you eat today? And you're like, well, I had 4 glasses of eggnog, so.
That's exactly right. I looked at the card. I looked at the eggnog, and it's 20% of your daily value of cholesterol, so it's no wonder.
Oof.
And that's for like a glass of, like, yeah, a quarter of what I pour. I pour, like, the big, tall glasses of eggnog, like you would drink.
Yeah, I remember.
Charles was putting eggnog in his cereal and eggnog in his coffee.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure a serving is, like, 4 ounces, and yeah. I remember Charles and I, like, back in holidays, we drink, like, 16-ounce, just, and that was, like, one serving for us.
Yeah. It's like, oh, it's I need another glass of eggnog. Putting it in, like, a 22-ounce thermos and being like, yeah.
Yeah. I guess there are worse problems, but
eggnog
problems. #50%
50% egg, 1% nog. 49% delicious.
Anyway, we're coming to the end of our podcast, so I think we'll quickly go through what we're playing and then we'll peace out. So. So, Charles, what are you playing?
I recently went through the whole Skyrim list of mods, and so I put them all on, and I'm starting a new game in Skyrim, because I really only played through the one time, so I'm going to go back, and I'm going to play through. I also downloaded that game Warframe that we talked about. It was like a shooter with swords. I just want to play it to see what it's like, and then I'll probably uninstall it, but we'll see.
Nice. Steve, what you got?
I spent the weekend when I was home for Thanksgiving playing this co-op game with my brother. It's called Risk of Rain. It's like a 2D side-scroller survival game where you kind of,
avoid death.
It's like, yeah, you avoid death, basically, and you get items and upgrades, and you can unlock characters. It's pretty fun. I liked it a lot. I mean, it's pretty simple, but...
Is it a lot like Terraria? People,
it's like similar style-ish, but you're more like... There's levels, and you get, like, attacked, and there's, like, massive bosses that are, like, way bigger than you, and it's, like, total craziness.
Cool.
Sounds cool.
Sweet. Tim, what are you doing?
Yeah.
No?
I've just been playing WoW. I have my Hunter up to level 80 now, so 10 more levels, and then I'll have about 690, but other than that, I'm actually by the time you guys are listening to this, the Starbound beta will have started, and my goal is to start playing that. Nick's making horrible faces. It's a good thing you folks can't see this.
Oh, my mouth hurts now.
I was trying really hard not to lose my shit. I was like hiding off screen, like holding my mouth.
I didn't even see it. I missed it. I missed out.
It looked kind of like the Predator.
Oh, yeah.
Disturbing.
I've seen that face before.
Yeah, so...
Are you playing, Nick?
I'm playing... I'm finishing up Knack on Hard, and it's actually... It's growing on me. I liked it before, but I'm liking it a lot more now. I think I'm just kind of getting into it now, but I'm playing Oddworld, Stranger's Odyssey on Vita, and I have Tearaway and Killzone Mercenary coming soon. And yeah, that's basically all I've been doing.
Cool.
Yeah?
You got a full plate?
What?
You got a full plate?
Yeah, I know. I need to take, like, a week off of work and just catch up.
Yeah. That really should be, like, a sick day option. I've backed up video games that need to be completed.
If I don't play these video games, I'm going to be unproductive. I can't focus. I need to play them.
Yeah, it's just like VTO, video game time off.
It's a thing. We're going to do it.
That's basically what I did for the PlayStation 4 launch. I was like, I just took a personal day, and I told everyone, I'm going to a console launch, and I work with, you know, mostly people over 40, and a good portion of them women, and they're like, wait, you play video games? I was like, yeah, I do play video games. Does that surprise you? And they're like, what? People just don't understand.
Yep.
But, yeah, and I was like, yeah, and my friend from MIT, he plays video games too, and my other friend who's like a computer genius, he plays video games, and another one that does all this other stuff with what do you do, Charles?
I do stuff.
It's AmeriCorps, I know that.
Volunteer New Hampshire. Yes. We promote the tradition of volunteerism in the state of New Hampshire.
Fantastic.
Good sales pitch, Charles.
Thanks.
I did argue for all of you, so anyways.
What do you do in your free time? Sit around knitting? Screw that shit, I'm gonna cut off a dragon's head. Do you scrapbook? Is that what you do? I collect skulls in like my character's domain in Skyrim, so...
All right, and on that note, that brings us to the end of the podcast. This is this has been episode 15 of Late Night Gamers Podcasts. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Charles. Thank you, Chaffee. Thank you, Simon. Thank you, GB Loftus.
Chaffee.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week.
Later.
Good.
Tops. Late Night Gamers Podcast, where we make all of your gaming habits seem acceptable.
Steve, you suck so bad and so unbalanced, blah, and I just quit and never play it ever again.
It's okay if your guts spill out and you explode into a bloody mess. As long as you don't take your clothes off.
Carl.
What do you do in your free time? Sit around knitting? Screw that shit, I'm gonna cut up a dragon's head.
Late Night Gamers.
Oh, goddamn cat. Oh, son of a bitch.
The worst.
The hell? The hell just happened?
Just attacked me out of the blue and bit me in the hand really hard.
So you get.
Oh, he'll pay.
Alright, here we go.